We go on the, we've been going on the street down Searcy and over Heber and Cabot and BB. Mom, she ride along, and I said, well, Mama, you pray, and I'm going to preach. So I guess that works. It's good to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, thanks for the invitation to come. My. If you would, turn your Bibles to that. Well, you can come with some verses. Some things I've been studying. I hope it'll be a help to you. And I hope it'll be an encouragement. And time of kind of self-searching as well as encouraging also. Turn your Bible to John 10. That's quite a chapter there. All of you know pretty well what that's all about. And we'll begin reading at verse 1. It starts out with verily. I think you look at it in the dictionary, that's truly. Isn't that right? Truly. I mean, that's truth he's fixing to tell us. And there are some hard sayings in this chapter. Very. And you'll see what I mean when we read it. Now, so he begins in chapter 10 of the book of John, verse 1. Verily, verily, said twice. There's some scriptures in the Bible. You can look that up sometime. He repeats something twice. I mean, he better take notice. Verily, verily, I say unto you. He's talking directly. Of course, he's talking to the disciples. And all, but this book is directly to us. You all know that. Verily, verily, I say unto you. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. The Lord doesn't mince words very often. If you notice that in your Bible, I was reading something here a while back. The only way I can explain it, be an idiot, was writing in his book that Jesus never did say anything offensive to anybody. Where in the world have they come up with this right here? I mean, you can read the simplest things right here. If you don't come by, in other words, if you don't come by me, Jesus makes it very clear, you're a thief and a robber. That's rough, ain't it? Yeah. Now, that's rough. Woo. Well, anyway, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. That's rough. That's a rough one. Yes, now we just said we'd think over it, we'd read it, and we said, well, that's really nice. But he says his sheep hear his voice.
Yes.
That's tough now, ain't it? Now you think about that. Give that about an hour or two thought, you know, this afternoon. See what you come up with. Yes, all right, verse 5. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. That's anything outside of the King James Bible is a mess, isn't it?
Yes,
all right. This parable spake Jesus to them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. So you're seeing what he's talking about here. Now then skip over to about verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. It was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But if you believe not, But ye believe not because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep, he's going to tell us again, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. I see, you see now, you consider that a while, but like I said, we just read over it. Well, it looks good. You see what I mean? But he said, my sheep hear my voice. And they follow me.
That's right.
Yes, sir. You know, sheep ain't following. Now, there's a problem out there in the world. People claim to be sheep, but they ain't following the Lord. Now, the Bible crosses that deadly right here with this verse. All right, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give, he's a giver, thank God. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Now then, if you would please, we'll put a couple of things together here. Go back over to the Old Testament, to the book of Psalms. Psalms, Psalm 23. Now he's talking there a while ago. He was a good shepherd. He's the door. Now let's look here in this. I've been thinking about this thing for a long time. I've not never preached these two together. No, you know, never myself. And I hope it'll be something that you'll be able to be encouraged by and so on. All right. In Psalm 23, everybody knows it. They quote this worldwide. Oh, yeah. The Pope would be quoting this.
Yes.
Out of his Latin and NIV and all that other mess. Same text. But anyway, here we go in Psalm 23 in your King James Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, I've been thinking about that a while. And I know that's kind of something for me to think, but to think, I don't think very good. The Lord is my shepherd. And I wrote down a thought here that I had, and you can think about this. If he's not your Lord, he ain't your shepherd.
That's right.
You said, well, where do you get that? Right here. The Lord is my shepherd. That's pretty clear, ain't it? Now, ain't that clear?
That's pretty clear.
We've got, as the world has got shepherds, the ones they follow. And a lot of them, of course, ended up in the ditch because it's a false shepherd. It's you got that one, that shepherd over there in the book of, Zechariah. Yeah, he's the crook. All right, so the Lord is my shepherd. And as you read this down through there, you got David here is writing this, a Psalm of David, it says here, and I believe that. Yeah. There are 16 references to himself in this one little, these six verses. There's 13 that is in reference to the Lord.
Yeah.
So it's talking about him and the Lord, him and the Lord, him and the Lord. And that's fine, because when something, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me. Now, again, you go back over to the book, the verses that we read there out of the book of John. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Parallel right square back to this right here. That he is my Lord. He's my shepherd. A shepherd. Some of you have read them books by, what is it, Keller?
Yes.
Keller. Them are good books. A shepherd looks at the 23rd Psalm. A shepherd and his sheep. Lesson from a sheepdog. We read that, and I even paid one of the grand boys to read them. You said, "Will you give me money for reading?" Yeah, we'd do it. Yeah, I would. I'm honest with you. You said you'd bribe me to read. Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it is in some of that reading, they may be something come home to you. It's like a boy, I'll get off the subject, but it's still on the subject. I remember back several many years ago when we lived on, of course, up there in Missouri and up here. And there was a fellow that we was witnessing to. And so I had a transmission that he, that this come across my mind again, but I had a transmission he wanted. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll come to church, I'll give you that transmission. So I got him to church one time. It's a matter of weeks. He fell through a bridge down here over here on the Black River. I think it's Black River. In one of them places. Well, there's an old bridge. And they had rabbit hunting. And he was killed. And you said, well, I would never bribe nobody. I will.
Yeah.
So I pay somebody to come to church where they can hear the word of God. And I'll give somebody money if they'll read a portion of the Word of God or read one of them good books like I was telling about a while ago. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You say, well, I don't know about all that. Well, Jesus fed the multitude.
Yes.
And they come out and they got all hungry. Jesus fed the multitude, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And, of course, some of them just followed him for the food. And he made mention of that, right?
Yes,
but yet some of them heard the Word. And that one little old kid, I'll tell you, we'll probably see him one of these days, brought them bread and fishes. But anyway. So the Bible says here, now watch the what's the submission of a man or woman or boy or girl whose Lord is the shepherd? Now remember, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now watch him. Now watch this. Watch here. Watch your book. He, notice, verse 2, he maketh me. Uh-oh. Ain't nobody going to make me do anything. See what I'm talking about? See how that thing stands out? He maketh me. You're not a kidding. Glory to God. And on a positive way, too, he's our maker. He's our creator. He maketh, he knows the way that I take. He makes the way through the wilderness. We sang that song, Buck McGinnis did. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I've got to do is follow. Amen, amen, amen. I ain't no singer, but that's good words. All right. He maketh me to lie down. What's that peace? See there? You say, what about that? If Jesus Christ is your Lord, you have great peace in the time of trouble. Look what a mess we're in right now, worldwide. You say, what are you worried about? I'm not worried about it, be honest with you. It kind of, I think about the young people. I think about the kids. And you say, well, it's just selfishness on your part. You're just getting old and wanting to get out of here. Well, I've been wanting to get out of here for long years before I even got old. Yeah. But but the thing of it is that notice he said he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You can't beat that. Now, like I said, if you've read any of those books, the 23rd Psalm, the shepherd looks at the 23rd Psalm, shepherd and sheep, and so on and so forth. You remember that one part in that one book? I think it's shepherd look at the 23rd Psalm, maybe that one, or shepherd and sheep, that he has all this lush pasture, and the fellow on the other side of the fence over there, his pasture was all messed up, and them poor sheep would come and gather at the fence and look through at his sheep and the pasture on that side, and that shepherd on that side cared nothing really much about the sheep. He would just slaughter them and take them. You know, I guess I don't see how you get much money out of it, poor things it was. But anyway, you understand what I mean? I'm going to tell you, the devil out there, he is a poor master. But the Lord is my shepherd. He's the one. He leads me. Now watch this here too. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. Remember what it said in that book? I don't know why I keep going back, but I can't keep from it. Remember that book? Sheep can't drink out of real fast running water. They have to have still water, not stagnant, but. And the shepherd is the one who is responsible to guide them to the right kind of pasture, and to get all the whatever varmints may be there out of the way, anything that would harm the sheep, and to find good places for them to drink. Amen. You talk about the water of life. He's given us the water of life to drink of freely. We got this book is whew, this book is water. It's bread. It's honey. It's milk. It's meat. It's all of them things. Glory to God. So all we got to do is eat. Amen. Amen. I'm afraid that a lot of people out there ain't hungry. They got the wrong shepherd. Just the way it is. All right. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside the still waters. Thank God. Look at verse 3. He restoreth my soul. There's benefit in following this great shepherd. <It's> been, if he's your Lord and he's your shepherd, then notice, he restoreth your soul. He said, boy, I've been kind of weak and weary lately. He will restore your soul. I mean, I sit back there. The first song, it hadn't been through the first verse till I sensed the Holy Spirit of God just kind of woke up inside me. Yes. You say, how comes that? Well, I'm dead half the time, but that was good for me. That was good. I'm telling the truth. Yes. And the Bible said, where the Spirit of Christ is, there's liberty. Yes. And that's a blessing. All right. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He'll always lead you right. And his voice is very clear. He says, my sheep, hear my voice and follow me. If you're his sheep, you have a desire somewhere deep down in there that you want to follow the shepherd. And he knows the way that you take, and he knows the steps. The steps of a good man. That can be to a woman also now. You mean it says sometime in the Bible, it says man, it can mean women too. What's clear in the Bible? Well, anyway, is that King James Bible? Just can't figure it out. If a dummy like me can get it, son, you smart folks can get it. All right. We like to see a mile down the road. God guides and steps.
Yes, that's the truth.
And that's just the way it is. Look where you all are now. I mean, I look back. I remember when the brothers started talking, and you all was talking about you know, selling and so on and so forth. And we praying and for you all and all of that. And this look how the Lord has got it. Bink, 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 bink. And I mean, just a matter of days, hours, really, before everything went through, and then everything shuts down. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
God, know, follow them steps, steps, steps. It's like 14th chapter, isn't it? Book of Exodus. Remember the Lord, if you'll read that chapter, you're going to find that first part of that chapter, God guided them every step of the way, the children of Israel, remember?
Yes.
He led them. Where did he lead them to? To the Red Sea. Mountains on either side and the entire Egyptian army behind them. Yep. That's the way. You said, you mean the Lord did that? Yes. Read the first four or five verses, 6, 7. You're going to find that. What happened? God made a way and he opened that Red Sea up. He crossed. They crossed. Made it safe to the other side. Then wiped out that entire Egyptian army. Now, that's something else. So, that is something else. You say, boy, I'm scared to death. I can't imagine being in that crowd. I can't imagine being the pastor that would you? And everybody looking around and you see behind you there, you know, your scouts have done come and told you that the whole Egyptian army's behind us. You look forward, there ain't no place to go. You can't call in the army engineers. To make a way across that thing. What a day, what a day. But God knows the way. And so the Bible said, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Is it right? You can find out if something's right by this word. He give us his word right here in this book. And need to read it every single day. Start out of the morning with the book of Proverbs. That's a good one to start. That's a good one. All right. Did you ever notice how many times the book of Proverbs will fit something for your day?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Or something leading up to it, you know, and you get on that chapter and say, I'm going to read my chapter this morning, and you start reading that chapter. Isn't that amazing? That God knows all about you. God knows the future, which you don't and I don't. And so if you know, notice when you're reading, you're studying about a shepherd's always ahead of his sheep. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, he goes into place to be sure everything's fine, like we talked about a minute ago. All right, so notice he goes on. He says this. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Always right. Yea, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, how's that? Isn't that something? Now, you got something, a rod and a staff. Those things are the, that's only, there any other, you know, a shepherd is the only one that uses that those things, rod and staff. Hog farmer don't have them.
No.
You don't find them where them hogs, them 2,000 run down. Nobody was throwing staves. They didn't have any of that. You understand? This is for shepherd. There's something about that rod. And there's something about that staff. You read, as I've read, and you already know this before I tell. I'll just remind you. That staff was used. A lot of time, that old sheep would get fall over, especially when they was fixing to have a lamb, and they were great and heavy, and they would they'd fall over, and that shepherd would take that staff and hook so that it could help pick that sheep back up and get back up on your feet. That's comforting to know that Jesus Christ put you back up on your feet. But you got to listen. My sheep hear my voice. If you don't get anything else out of this morning, get that. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. Amen. Follow him. Follow him. Follow him. All right. Notice he goes on. And a rod and thy staff, they comfort me. A rod, something you use to knock somebody in the head with. That'd be one way. You got a rod there. You can use it to ward off things. David didn't use a rod on the lion and the bear, and he didn't use a rod on the old Goliath, but he used a sling.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And then he took that stone, put it right between his eyes. That's one of my favorite stories in all the Bible. All right, verse 5. Thou preparest a table. Now, I enjoy that part, don't you? And you can tell by looking. Thou preparest a table before me. Now, watch carefully. In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He prepares a table. A table. What's on your table? You think about food. That's right. You've got a King James Bible. You lay it up here, and you lay it on your table, and you lay it out where you can read it. What's on your table? If you'll find in your Bible, you're going to find some references to table. That'd be good if you look it up this afternoon. Just look up table, and you'll find some things about that table. But anyway, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Now, we're living there. Now, we really are, if you want to know the honest truth. And now we'll get on politics here, but we have the whole Democratic outfit are enemies of the cross of Christ, this King James Bible. Anything is not right. All, they're against your children. They're against you having children. Yep. I mean, could I go on for an hour? You are in the very presence of your enemy. Not a bunch of Democrats in here, but if he was, I remember telling him one time, I think it was when Obama was running. One of them bad fellows back through the years was a Democrat. And I said, if you voted for him, don't even park in the parking lot. That was a little hasty, I guess. Because if somebody come in, maybe he gets straightened out. But anyhow, my mouth gets ahead of me sometimes. All right. So the table is spread. Heard a table spread where the saints of God are fed. I pray to God you get something from what we're rambling through here. But anyway, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. One of the best, I still pop up those books in my mind. I can't keep from it. That old shepherd would anoint those old rams' heads. You say, why? Because they're all banging one another, especially at certain times of the year. They would get out there and bang one another's brains out. If you ever saw some of them documentaries, I like that part, of those old sheep up in them mountains, they say you can hear them heads clanging together for no telling how far. Mile maybe or more. Just a bang, wham. And so that old shepherd would take oil and anoint their heads so that at least be a little glance and blow. It kind of, you know, you may come in with a chip on your shoulder and old brother Mike get up here. And he just anointing good and anointing good. And when you go out, you say, well, I've even forgot what I come in mad about. Why? Because the word of God through the man of God has anointed your head with oil. And you just plumb forgot all your bitterness and goodness. Yeah. We just do that once. Did you ever just wake up in the morning just contrary to everything?
Yeah.
It's very rare, but I have. I have, Mom. I'm serious. Just. But I put on a good show and I smile and carry on. You see, that's hypocrisy. I did that like Mom used to tell us. I'd call her up and say, hey, Mom, how you doing? She'd say, fine. I said, you telling the truth? She said, no. Now we put on it. We do. We're bad at it. But anyway, prepares a table and anointest my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Then he said, this is good here. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me ask you a question. What's following you? You say, what? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's what it says, right? So I ask the question, what's following me and you? What's following you? The Bible said even a child is known by his doings.
Yes, sir.
Whether it be good or it be evil, whatever. A child's known. There's Daniel Boone in here. And David Crockett. I didn't know which name was, so I called him both David Crockett and Daniel Boone. Might be Kit Carson for all I know. I read about those men back through the years. They had some character, son. They had some character. I don't know much about their spiritual part, but they had some character. They were fighting men. But anyway, and so he says here, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now, when I see him, I think about knives and traps. And I think about, you know, he's obedient to his dad and mom and so on and so forth. I see that. He said, you ain't around them all the time. I don't have to be around them all the time. There's something about his countenance, and there's something about these girls' countenance that I can tell. I mean, I don't have to offer this young lady here a handkerchief and have them silver things hanging out of her nose. I'm going to do it one of these days. You know I'm going to end in jail when I do it. I can't hardly keep from it. Save my life. I saw one the other day, and no, can't do it. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about them girls that have those things through their nose, and it's two silver things hanging down. Looks like snot. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, and offered them. You say, you wouldn't do this. Boy, I'm wanting to so bad. It's absolutely awful. I'm going to get in trouble. I know it. But anyhow, what are you reading? What are you talking about? What's following you? Yeah. What's following you? Yeah. It's good. You have a good... when you go into a store and you come out of a store, you've left something behind.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
And I've told you this a dozen times. I've got free coffee and stuff free from stores because we go into McDonald's when we're traveling across the country, and usually their bathrooms are clean fairly well, and I like coffee, McDonald's coffee. And so I was in there one day at one place, and I've told this before, and it's happened at different times. And boy, this fellow was giving the poor waitress a hard way to go and so on, and he stormed off, and I went up there with a smile and talking to her and encouraging them in everything and so on and so forth, and said I'd like to have a cup of coffee, and they brought me a cup of coffee and they handed it to me and so on and so forth. I started to pay for it before they handed it to me, and they wouldn't tell you. She said, I'll take care of this. No, he said, why is that? Because something was following me. Why? Well, I don't mean this to be bad, and I don't mean this to be bragging, but I had a good attitude.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Right.
And I'm not going to go up there and bellyache and gripe. And I remember one time we was eating somewhere, and we knew the folks had come in, and they brought in a big old salad. I was eating that salad. I saw a green worm about that long. You say, what are you going to do about that? Absolutely nothing. That green worm wouldn't hurt if you eat it anyhow. And I sure wasn't going to embarrass. I wasn't able to embarrass him. You say, what are you going to say at all that? Something's following you. Something's following you. You take the disciples. Now, just consider them. It doesn't say a great deal about a lot of those disciples. There's some in there that you got their names. That's about it, right? But when you think about Matthew, what do you think about? He was a tax collector, right? And also a whole book in the Bible written by him. You think about Luke. You say, well, I got Luke in there. Luke's a good, yes. And he wrote in such a descriptive manner of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. That has followed him.
Yes.
See? And you got others in the Bible like that. We was talking about Priscilla and Aquila today, I think it was. And you look at Priscilla and Aquila. There's a man and his wife in your King James Bible. Every time you find one, you find the other.
Yeah.
Always together. Always together. Amen. That's good preaching. That's what I said a while ago. My mama said, Mama, you pray and I'll preach. I might put her out there, I guess. And, Mama, I'll pray and you preach. She don't have a very loud voice. Glory to God. But anyway, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will. Notice that. Ain't that good? No, look at that. I will. I might. No, I will. What? Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's that Lord again. Now, just for a few minutes, I got a whole bunch of stuff wrote down here. I have no idea why. But it takes submission in order to be a sheep. You say, well, anybody knows that. Well, yeah, it's true, though. Yeah. It is. You say, well, them are too basic and simple. I want something complicated. Well, you ain't going to get it from the King James Bible. Now, there's a lot of things in there that I've been studying on for 50 whatever years, and every once in a while I'll come to a conclusion, and then it'll take a few months, well, then I'll come to a deconclusion. I just ain't got it all figured out. I'll just be honest with you as I can be. And I would try to read this thing every single day of our life. We do. And I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you. And there's things that I've studied on in here that, whew, man, I'd sure like to know that. And every once in a while I get a little inkling. And then I'm afraid to tell anybody what I think. They got my heretic. But anyhow, so it goes on and on and on. But to a shepherd, I looked it up in the on the 1828 dictionary. And a shepherd is a master. He's a governor. Oh, no. Governor. That's somebody who governs. You want to be under a governor? Like this, you can. He's a protector. The good shepherd, what does that say? Giveth his life for the sheep. He's not a hireling. He'll fight to death. And he did on Calvary. There he laid down his life for his sheep. Thank God he died for me and you. Amen. Amen. He's the, and something else, one of the, I'm just telling you what the dictionary says here, but I can see it, and it'll bear rule through a King James Bible. He's a supreme ruler. He has supreme power. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. That's very clear what's coming. He's going to, yes, and he is. He's all power. He's ruler. He's ruler. That's one of the things you use that rod and staff for. To be sure that you and I are going the right direction. He sometimes have to slap me around. Now, I'm honest with you. he wants to get me back. Get in there, Kenneth. Get in there. You in the ditch on this side? Just get in there. Walk the narrow way. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I guess he leads me. I take submission. And we mentioned about what follows. Now, let's go to that word, Lord. Just for a minute before we close up. And I'll be short to the point. He said, the Lord. Now, this is foreign to our world today. I've heard preachers in pulpits make fun of anybody that preached any kind of lordship. I have. I've heard it right from the pulpit. Just. But if you'll, I looked up a few things, and I'll give you these here. Lord, L-O-R-D, the word Lord is found. Now, I'm going by somebody else's, I didn't add them all up myself. Is found 600 times in the New Testament, the word Lord. That's what I found. 44 times in the book of Romans. And 47 times in the book of Acts. I think Acts is what you're going to be just studying now. 47 times the word Lord is found in there. Savior. Now this, you'd think, well, that's far above. And that's, they'll preach Savior, Savior, Savior. But yet when it comes to Lordship, to them it's foreign. No, 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 no. I've heard them say this. You trust him as Savior. And then later on, you know, you'll yield yourself to him and follow him as Lord. I ain't found that in the scripture at all. It's not there. It ain't. If you find it, let me know. But I ain't found it, and I don't think it's in there. All right. Savior's found 37 times in the Old and New Testament. All together, 37 times. 24 of those is found in the New Testament. Savior is found in the book of Romans two times and in Acts. You take Acts and Romans, you've got just twice the word Savior is found. But the word Lord over and over and over. I know when I was as a young fella, right at 16 years old at Shady Nook, when I can think back, I realized that I was a sinner. Period. And that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. When that night that I trusted Jesus, my Savior, as I look back over, I had no idea about Scripture, any of that kind of stuff about Lord or anything like that. But in my very heart, when I came that night to Jesus Christ, he that cometh to me on all wise cast out. When I came to Jesus that night, I realized that old Kenneth had it, that it wasn't me no more. I was coming to him. And like I said, I didn't understand Lord or anything else, but I was coming to him, as I look back, as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And in that way, I began right off the bat to hear my sheep, hear my voice. First thing I wanted to do is read my Bible. I didn't even have a Bible. I did. I didn't have a Bible, but we had one at home there. First one thing I wanted to do was read that Bible. You say, why is that? Because, because of the Holy Spirit of God who come to live inside of me. My sheep hear my voice. How am I going to hear his voice? This, in according to the book of Romans, is the oracle out of the mouth. Oracle of God. That's what you got in that King James Bible. I wanted to hear his voice. Not in the top of a tree like this. Some of this idiots going on today. That ain't what I'm talking about. I began to read the Word of God. I remember reading the first book probably I ever read in the Bible, is the book of Ephesians. That'll get you started. And then the next one is 1 John, and about love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the pride of life, and not of the Father, but of the world, and all of that. And man, I got in trouble the first year back when we went back to school, talking to folks about Jesus, and how he saved me, and how did he change me, and then they begin to argue. Somebody, and I don't mean this being boastful, I'm giving God the glory, my shepherd. But somebody that claimed to be saved there was, I'm telling you, they must have had another shepherd. Because, boy, they put up a fight immediately. Well, we don't, and away it went. And they was arguing over different things, that they could do as and they claimed to be saved and church members. And the fight was on. And it's been a fight now for 58. It's going to be 59 years, Mom. In June, as far as salvation is concerned. Right? 59? 62? I don't know. Anyway, it's been a long time. And you say, what's been the fight? The fight's right there. All right, so we have to consider that this good shepherd is our leader. Let him lead. Does he know the way? Yes. You say, well, how can I trust him? Well, he's the creator and he's the maker. He's the one who created you and he knows the way through. He's already been there ahead of you. Yes. You say, where do you get that? I'll read it for shut my mouth. You say, boy, that's good news. All right. You say, which news? I'll shut my mouth. Go over here to the book of Hebrews. You want to read this with us. That'll be fine. Hebrews chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 14 of chapter 4 of Hebrews, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Now, who is that? It's going to tell you. That is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you will, just pick up any book. If you can find some good books about the shepherd and sheep, that's fine. That Keller's a pretty good one. He wasn't a very radical Bible believer, but he had some good stuff about shepherding. And you'll notice that sometimes the one that he had to correct the most, sometimes he had to kill him. Yeah. It's in there. And but the ones that he corrected a lot of times, and they would be the ones that would started to come and close and just lay their head upon his leg or something, you know, to be close to him. I'm telling you, the Lord's put us through some things, and I bet he's put you through some things. I bet you veered off and the Lord slapped you around. But it always makes you want to, he draws you back. Did you ever notice a child, you give them a paddling? And they may go and for a while, but it ain't going to be long. They're going to kind of come around and kind of lay the head over on you. There's something about that. That's a picture. That's a picture right there. The Lord God Almighty has done that. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. The Lord. And I'll say this again. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. And all I've got to do is follow. Strength for today is mine always. This ain't no Bible verse I'm quoting. This is a song. And all that I need for tomorrow. It's all I need today. It's all I need for tomorrow. Trust him. He's the Lord. He knows the way. Do you ever, when you read that, read some of those books, the one shepherds, which is so good, I think. You'll notice that they go out there and any kind of poison. If you was going to run some sheep down in this field down here somewhere, what you would do as a good shepherd, you'd go in there, be sure that there wasn't anything to be a harm to that sheep. Just to make it short, but that's it. He'd go in there, be sure there wasn't anything. And then that shepherd stands guard. You remember a lot of times when them wolves would get around, panthers and whatever else that may be of detriment to the health of the sheep, sometimes he had to sleep there out with the sheep, stay right with them, because there was something on the prowl going to get his sheep, and so on. And so we know that our God is our protector. He knows he's our good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice. So listen real careful. You say, well, I ain't getting nothing out of this today. All right, I'll leave you this. Just listen real careful to the instruction of this book. Listen real careful and follow. He knows the way. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Thank you.